Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Constance Cumby. And it's been said that if you're not being attacked, why, obviously you're not doing a very good job. Well, recently several people in the conservative movement have obviously taken it upon themselves to attack Constance and myself. And the fact that I'd had somebody on one of my programs has made some remark on the scriptures, who has a different version on many of the scriptures. Fascinating individual who I really like and admire. His name is Craig Wynn, but some of his views on the scriptures I just can't agree with, and I think they're totally counterproductive. And he's taught himself Hebrew and Greek and has done a lot of fascinating work, but me and I certainly have to question the validity of what he's doing, and especially in times such as this, to call into question the very tenets of the Christian faith, which I have done on my program subsequently. But of course, this woman has put this up on the internet, and I'm getting all these questions and attacks on my religious belief. Well, I believe in the inerrancy of the scriptures. I believe that the word of God. But that doesn't matter. She's put it up there. In fact, she hates everybody in the conservative movement, appears. She hates Dr. Dobson and D. James Kennedy and you name it, she hates them. And she has something bad to say about just about everybody. But that doesn't really matter. She's doing everything she can to destroy the conservative movement. In fact, there's only one person who is without without any sin, and that happens to be her. And she's the all-knowing. But, of course, unfortunately, with the Internet, these ideas go up, and they take a life of their own. So I've invited Constance to come on and discuss these things, and all we can do is discuss it one time and leave it to rest and let, of course, history determine what's going to happen. Good morning, Constance. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Monteith.
Well, you pick up the story. Constance called me about 2 weeks ago, and she was just fit to be tied.
I was indeed upset
by this. And I said, Constance, if you're not being attacked, you obviously aren't doing anything effective in this battle. So you pick up
the
story.
Well, I have to say, Barbara Aho had not attacked me. And maybe since I've defended you, there might be a change in that. I don't know. She attacked you vigorously, and she also had picked up on, to my distress and dismay, some heavily anti-Semitic material, some very occult materials and sources that she was using for new positions of hers, and I felt it was a distressing development on two fronts. First of all, I did have respect for her research in the past, and she has connected many, many important dots. I don't want to discount what she's done. I think we're all susceptible to being misguided and misled and straying off the true and narrow, and as times go on and things worsen, it's probably going to worsen also. But she just went off the deep end on some people I deeply respect, suddenly you were guilty of blasphemy, Barbara Gail Ripplinger, whose positions I don't always agree on, but whose work and sincerity I deeply respect, was attacked as bringing Rosicrucianism in. And the and then she was attacking the Jews as a whole, which was a substantial departure from what I had previously believed that she stood for. And since her research had been at some very high peaks of integrity all at once for her to go off on these tangents, I just don't know what was the cause, but I felt that it was beyond the pale. I have tried in vain to get in touch with her many times over the years, and she has never, I've tried to track her down by email. I've left phone numbers, home phone numbers, and despite the fact that she quotes my work with approval, I've never been able to get a single response from her. So I have tried to reach out with her and discuss this with her personally. I want that settled. But what she had to say about you, what she had to say about Gail Ripplinger, both of you staunch soldiers in the same war that we're in, was just beyond the pale.
Well, you know, there are people out there who I may disagree with in the conservative movement, but I'm not going to attack them personally because I think many of them are well-meaning and certainly. In fact, if I never had anybody on my program who I didn't agree with 100%, why I wouldn't have very many people on the program. And none of us are perfect, and we're all...
There are no perfect people. There are no perfect churches because there are no people, perfect people. There's no perfect schools because there's no perfect people. Nothing's perfect in this world because there's no perfect people.
I said, you know, if you ever find a perfect organization, don't join it, because once you join it, it won't be perfect anymore. So
it wasn't perfect before either.
Right. But, I mean,
so, self-righteousness is one of the very worst spirits of all. But what also distressed me were other people that were picking up from her work who obviously were in communication with her. And there was active email communication with them. And there was a gal in Mobile, Alabama, who was quite active and seemed to have quite an Internet presence, not nearly to the level of Barbara Aho, myself, or yourself, but advancing fast with her 24-hour-a-day radio program, and she had active correspondence up there with Barbara Aho. And then she came out, and she was attacking you for just the opposite. You were attacking the Freemasonry, she said, because you were trying to destroy the King James Version of the Bible. On the other hand, Barbara Aho, her friend, said that Gail Ripplinger was busy teaching Rosicrucianism because she was defending the King James Version of the Bible. I mean, they were just friends, delightful in their inconsistencies.
Well, I think that is totally counterproductive to put things up that, and you know, I've actually had some people who I respect who called and said, you know, what is your position on the King James Version? What is your position on the inerrancy of the Scriptures? I've told them what I believe, but these people obviously are not interested in doing anything. Sowing seeds of dissent. We'll be back in a moment. Luke Cosby, come be here. Eric Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry. And it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
I was commenting. I've had several people who've actually called, asked what I believe. I've told them what I believe, and this is the. I do not ordinarily attack my guests when they come on the program. If they say something I disagree with, I give them the opportunity to get their information out, and I don't necessarily agree with everything my guests say. And I would hope that my listeners would be well enough versed in what's going on that they would be able to determine whether there's truth or falsehood. I will try to press people to get them to clarify what they believe, but I'm certainly not one of these confrontational hosts. I believe what people that get their information out and leave it up to our listeners to decide. But certainly, in this instance, why obviously this was to be utilized by this woman for whatever reason to try to destroy my ministry, and she frankly lied, saying that I advocated these positions, and I will say that publicly and let her, if she wants to, counter that when she attributes to me the beliefs of somebody who has a certainly, if does not believe in the inerrancy of the scriptures, I have never supported those beliefs, nor will I. Anyway, hopefully we can put this thing to rest and go on from here. But it's a shame when somebody sets out to destroy the conservative Christian movement. And
yeah,
that's
I don't
obviously
know
what
if that
this
was
all about.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was purely her goal. I think what's happened is she had a friend who's now dead. And it looks like the friend who she's written eulogizing words about on the Internet steered her into some very, very strange materials that probably have twisted her own mindset and maybe had her see things in a very different way. But I noticed, to my distress, that she had cited all the works of Henry Ford and Henry Ford's book on the Jews as a virtual gospel. Henry Ford was deeply into the occult, deeply into theosophy, and in fact, I've had the chance to peruse his private library, which sits in his old home at Dearborn. There's many a public function held there, and the books are all sitting behind glass on the shelf, but they're books I'm familiar with. And that his involvement with Thomas Alva Edison, who also was an ardent theosophist, very well known, very well documented. And after involvement with occult matters, then anti-Semitism usually follows. And she has, she thinks she's battling the occult, but she's dropped into it with a vengeance. Theosophists or even, well, the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians are equally into it. So she still thinks she's battling the occult. So she labels anything that now upholds scriptural interpretations of the Jews being God's chosen people and the keepers of the oracles, the ones that preserved it all until Jesus came along and expanded the covenant. And she's expanded that, so the folks that are now defending that are the occultists. And so she's basically, she's made a 180-degree turn without, I think, even realizing what she's doing it. And so she's got lots of inconsistencies, and her actions now are inconsistent with what I think her true objectives when she started were.
Well, you know, she has thinks that the Council on National Policy is a horrible organization, horrible mm-hmm. secret society.
And I agree, there's bad problems with it, and you knew there were, too. You resigned from it.
Right, but I mean, it was never a secret society as such, other than they just said that you couldn't talk about what people had said, so that they could get up and speak freely. But
yeah.
Basically,
well,
it was originally organized.
When Reverend Moon's people were involved with it, and of the Second Advent, when Newt Gingrich was part of it, and I've tracked Newt Gingrich's New Age career since 1981. And then to see that he was on there, I thought, well, something's wrong here, or somebody has zero discernment, one or the other.
Well, I think it's a matter of zero discernment, actually. Of course, it was founded initially to counter the Council on Foreign Relations, and I talked to the original fellow who is the original, I should mm-hmm. say the man who coordinated it all, Woody Jenkins, who ran for Senate, I believe, down in Louisiana. Good man, and he told me this was organized to counter the Council on Foreign Relations, but before long, as with any similar organization, it became a cheering section for the CFR and the CFR policies, and at that point I could no longer support what it was doing. But it involved some of the finest people we have in the country. Many good people still belong. I think they're just not very discerning. But when they gave their full support to the Bush administration and their wars and their torture, I never once heard anybody get up and speak against torture. And so they posing as a Christian organization, and fine Christians belong to it, but they didn't have the courage to get up as I often did.
Organizations
extremely
can
critical
be
of what was said.
Organizations can be easily hijacked. I saw that when I had political experience, which I had a long political background before I ever discovered the New Age movement. It was valuable background, and organizations can be taken over, and you can have a determined nucleus. You can have people come in and try to turn it around and take it, and that is frankly one reason why I just never incorporated my own work and never set it up as an organization and set up a board of directors. Because even me operating by myself, I did have folks that tried to come in and hijack things. And I thought many times it was just very honestly my own disorganization that saved me from further chaos.
Well, I can think of at least three or four people I'm very close to where people have infiltrated their organizations and effectively did everything possible to destroy and discredit them. And these are not large organizations, you know, just an organization of a few people. But the people on the other side are very well financed. They're financed by
exactly.
some of the most powerful people in the world, because they do not want any opposition other than a controlled opposition.
Now, I had a woman call me after my work became nationally known. I had a woman call me. Very charming on the phone, and she wanted to edit my work for free, and she was very convincing, and something about the name sounded familiar. And I went into my Unity and Diversity Council directory. I had a pretty good memory for where I read things, and there she was, and she was a New Age movement activist of the highest order, died a New Age activist of the highest order. And, oh, yes, wouldn't they have loved to have gotten their hands on my work and controlled it? And then there was, about 3 or 4 years ago, somebody contacted me and said that, and I've been cautious on reprinting the book. I've got to get it to your friend Tom Horn. But anyway, they got in touch with me and said there was a company that would very much like to have my work and dot, 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 and they gave the company Blue Dolphin, and I just checked it out. Thanks to the Internet, you can check things out in a hurry, but many people don't. And they were the publisher of the lawyer who was championing the right of Mrs. Scheibel to have her life supports turned off. And they were a New Age publisher all the way through and through. Well, yes, they would have liked to have had the rights to my book. They might have even reprinted a few token copies and then bottled up the rights so I couldn't legally circulate it myself any longer. And those things do happen. These folks are full of tricks.
Oh, they certainly are, but I do wish you'd get your book back in print. I do trust Tom Horn. I think that he's
right.
Well-motivated. And, of course, you could always stipulate that you would still have the right to reproduce it yourself. But
well,
at
that's
least
what
you would
I would
produce
if
it
I'd
and
like
get it out
give
there.
A license rather than outright sure. rights because what I went through before. And I know that there are foreign publishers still publishing and selling my book. And the royalties should be going somewhere, and I haven't seen a dime. So, and I haven't. I'm a lawyer myself, but you know who has time to chase everything?
I know. Well, but we do need your book back in print because it's. And for those of you who haven't read *The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow*, it's a book that really changed my whole outlook back in the early 1980s because it introduced me to the. Realization that there really is this other dimension there, that the other organizations, the Freemasons and the occultists, really do have a network out there, and they're dedicated to this mm-hmm. idea of a world government.
And Dr. Monteith, until it goes back into print, if they they can go on my blog spot and they can pull it down and read it for free, you just can't mass reproduce it. Without, for profit, without, and you can't make changes to it yourself, but it's up there if people want to read it. And,
yeah,
and until it's not the updated copy, which I'm working on, but it's up there. And what scares me is that book is more current now than when I wrote it back in 1981, 1982.
Well, you can't understand anything that's going on. You can't understand who Barack Obama really is. I mean, people say, oh, well, he's a Muslim, you know, that explains what he's doing, or certainly, you know, he's a Marxist, that explains what everything that's going on. He surrounded himself with Marxism, not understanding that this whole occult movement has infiltrated Marxism, it's infiltrated the conservative movement, the neocon movement, it permeates every aspect of society, and you can't understand why these people of great wealth, I'm talking about J.P. Morgan and Henry Ford and Andrew Carnegie and certain people within the Rockefeller family are doing what they're doing unless you understand the occult forces that motivate their actions. And once you do, suddenly everything begins to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the best books in my library, and it's out of print, but it's called Spiritual Politics, and Constance steered me onto that sometime in the early 1990s.
I'm not sure. Is the book now out of print again? Because it was out of print, and it came back into print, and that is by McLaughlin and...
Gordon Davidson.
And her husband, or Corrine McLaughlin, her husband, Gordon Davidson, and they are... And what's scary is they are ex-evangelicals or even fundamentalists who went totally, totally aggressively New Age. And they are staunch members of Lucis Trust itself. And some of the New Agers even accused them in some of their reviews of it of giving grist for Cumbie's mill.
Well, they have a wonderful essay on Barack Obama, you know, and how the New Age...
I haven't seen that one.
Pardon? Have you seen that?
I have not seen that one. I imagine they love him to pieces, don't they?
Well, they talk about how people from the New Age all throughout the world had been praying for years that he would become the President of the United States. They were in part of the invisible force behind him. Certainly, they were the George Soros's and the, you know, and the gentleman from Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett's and the others who were financing and behind Barack Obama. But there was also this worldwide network of people dedicated to the contacting the beings from the other dimension who were praying for Barack Obama to become the next president of the United States. So until you understand the spiritual force that energizes not only Obama but the people who surround him, so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. Their goal is to destroy this nation, and it looks like they're well on the way to doing it.
Now, speaking, this is, in fact, it's funny, I'm holding that book in my lap right now. So I have
it. The Spiritual Politics?
I keep it. Yes, Spiritual Politics, and just incredible lists in the back, and some of the network organizations that they're networking with, economic groups,
and of course they are the
and here the Institute for Noetic Sciences is listed in their back.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Wild Bird Center in Denver asked, did you drive safely this morning when you saw children along the roadway? It's back to school time again, so let's be careful out there. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses of iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Constance Cumby. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Constance, don't be bashful. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But before we go on, Constance, would you like to get out your blog spot?
Oh, absolutely. We have so much material over there that's so important, and we have some brilliant researchers who would participate with the chats that we have online about it. Not a chat room, but we use the comments section as a forum, as an open forum. And that's World Wide Web, or www.cumbey.blogspot.com. And if you can't remember that and you know how to use Google or any other of the search engines, just type in the word Cumbey, and it will probably be the very first thing that will come up on the search. And just click on the link, and you'll be there as well. And, but you have to have the E in it, C-U-M-B-E-Y, although some of the algorithms are smart enough to even catch it when it is misspelled. But we have just a wealth of materials up there, and there are brilliant people who are putting things up there daily.
How can people get your radio program?
And I'm on twice a week on the microeffect.com. And it's also, I'm told now, it's being picked up by a number of stations around the country, and that they're rebroadcasting the content. So I can't tell you which ones they are. There's some in Florida, some in Alabama I've heard of that are rebroadcasting all of our content. But anyway, I'm on the live, and that's Tuesday night and Thursday night. I'll be on tonight from 8 o'clock Eastern Time to 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and that is Pacific time would be 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock Pacific time, and then East Central would be 6 to 7, and Mountain time would be 7 to 8. But, I've got it backwards. Pacific time would be 5 to 6. Central would be 7 to 8, and Mountain time, I guess, well, I've got whatever. 5 to 6 Pacific time, 6 to 7 Mountain time, Central time 7 to 8, and 8 to 9 Eastern time. And we're on Eastern time, and it's twice a week, and there is live call-in with a toll-free number that you can call in. And we have quite a lively time on there as well.
So, the information Constance has is unique, and nobody else really has the depth of knowledge and understanding of this occult movement, and certainly the influence of, in Freemasonry, the influence of the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, the Lucius Trust, and the myriad of occult organizations, not imaginary but real, who are dominating the world in which we live today. And, of course, what people don't understand is there is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension. There are people who actually can contact that other dimension. You don't want to do it, but it's there. And, of course, Dan Brown's written in his latest book about this Institute on Noetic Science, about these people who can actually alter matter with their mind, and although it sounds crazy, some of them have the ability at least to do some of the things that they claim, but of course you don't want to get involved in this.
Although I think it's important not to be too afraid of them too, because I've had so many people say, listen, they can put these spells on you, and I said, if their silly spells could kill, I would have been dead a long time ago. I hate to think how many have been set over me.
Well, I'm sure they have. And then the thing is, if you have the protection of our Lord, why, of course, you are totally immune. They can't touch you.
But you don't want to get
involved with them, of course, unless you are soundly founded in the scriptures.
Well, that's also why so many New Agers who have come out of the New Age movement have been my staunchest defenders on this thing, because they know what they came out from and what they experienced coming out of it, and once they came out of it and free and came under God's protection, they didn't have this, they weren't bothered anymore. And there have been so many folks that came out of the New Age movement, ran from it like they saw the devil, and that's what they saw, the devil. I mean, that's a play for people's souls, and they are trying to convince people they can have supernatural powers and they can be gods themselves. Well, that is the fastest way not to have any enduring expectations.
And they really do believe that you can become God. I mean, that's the most incredible thing. In fact, that's the theme of Dan Brown's book. That is the secret.
Right. And that was why all those people spent all that money, $9,500 a piece, to go into Mr. James Ray's sweat lodge in Sedona, Arizona, and about six of them emerged dead. And I suspect those are not the only deaths that have come from it. Probably many people have had their health permanently weakened. They've been prematurely aged by going through those experiences. Nobody in their right mind would accept New Age ideology with its ramifications. If they just read it as it's written, they should know that something's terribly wrong. So they're told not to read things analytically. Analytical thinking, what they call left brain thinking, they marginalize it as flatlander thinking, and they're marginalized for that, and they're told they have to break through to higher forms of consciousness. And so they undergo some of these horrible ordeals and pay huge money in the first place so they can get into delusional thinking that they themselves are gods. And they're just as at risk as somebody who took LSD and walked off a cliff thinking that they were walking into heaven.
Well, it's incredible that these things take place, but they are not imaginary. They're real. There are forces out there that you can tap into. Will give you great wealth and power and fame, but you certainly don't want to get into that. In fact, we're told to love God and keep His commandments, or
that's
fear
right.
God, keep His commandments. And if we do that, we're going to get through life pretty well. These other people, yes, you're going to read about them in the paper, and you're going to envy their homes and the beauty of them, what they have, but God will provide what you need if you're faithful.
And it won't last very long, because Mr. Ray, I'm sure, has made millions from it, and he's probably going to have, if the world endures, which may or may not happen given the way as fast as things are now progressing, but if it does stick around, he's probably going to have more lawsuits than he can ever handle, and he'll probably lose everything in judgments.
Oh, you're speaking of the man who puts on the sweat lodges.
That particular sweat lodge. And he was a big-time New Age guru. He was in the documentary The Secret. He had been promoted by Oprah Winfrey. But he's not the only one. There was Werner Erhard, who just made millions and millions, and just as everything was ready to come down against him, he sold his interest in his cult to followers for $15 million, and they got left holding the bag when there was an expose.
We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call. Constance Cummings. 877-254-5.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights. That's 303-651-6427.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Who
Hoover and Harris, CPAs and Greeley, remind our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris, CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family, and are on the air because they care about preserving that.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Student Network. I get morning telephone number 877-254-7524 if you have a question, Constance. But people many times do not understand what's going on because so much of it doesn't make sense. Why is our economy crumbling? I mean, nobody in their right mind would want to destroy our economy, would they? And you're absolutely right. Nobody in their right mind would. But we're not dealing with people in their right mind. Nobody in their right mind would want to precipitate a major war, possibly a nuclear war, in the Middle East. And yet everything points that this is the direction that we're headed because we're not dealing with people in their right mind who think as rational people do, but I believe many of them are motivated by dark spirits or forces which they've engaged, which have given them great power and great wealth and great fame, but of course at the cost of their eternal souls. What are your thoughts on that, Constance?
Well, it's been very sad because there is massive deception in there, and I don't know what the highest levels are of people that have come out, but I know of some very, very brave people who have come out of it, and I guess that's what I'd really like to get over to people, is that if you are caught up in it, you can still escape, and I would flee from it, because I think things are tightening up, obviously, the intensity and the desperation on the thing is increasing rapidly. But one of the bravest people I knew to emerge from it was in Kansas City years ago, and he had been the leader of the Silva Mind Control organization. They're huge, and he was personal friends with most of the very, very top New Age leaders. And he saw me on a Kansas City television program, something beautiful with, I can't remember her name even now, Jane something or other. She had a wonderful program, and I'm sure I'm just having a senior moment on the name. And he watched it, and he got very angry, but he thought maybe he should try to read the Bible for himself, but he had never done that. And so every time he tried to read it, he fell asleep, and which made him angry, because Silva was supposed to give him enhanced mental powers. That's part of the lure of it. They tell you you've got this hidden genius in front, inside of you, and you get involved in this New Age stuff, it's going to bring that genius out. So he decided he would try to listen to the Bible on tapes, and he had to make a trip to the Christian bookstore to do that. And that was when my book was leading the Christian bestseller list nationally. And there was a big display of my books in the store. And he said he picked it up, and immediately what I wrote about Werner Erhard and the Hunger Project jumped out at him. While he was personal friends with Werner Erhard, it made him very angry. So he said he bought the book just so he could show everybody how terrible and how dangerous I was. And he said he started reading. He said he couldn't put it down. And he said he got through the book, and he was convinced. He was convicted. Jose Silva called to wish him Merry Christmas. And this was just a couple weeks before the young man called me. And he told Jose Silva on that call. Jose was the founder of Silva Mind Control. He said, Jose, I will not be teaching for you any longer. And then this very brave young man in his mid-30s, thereabouts, went out and at his own expense had a letter mass printed and mass mailed to all 15,000 of the students he had trained in Silva Mind Control, apologizing for his role in their deception. His wife, who was a Silva Mind Control student, left him over the process. That was very hard on him. He was going to have to go through a nasty divorce as well. Said he was a fanatic. But God restored his marriage as well. And when I met him at a counter-cult conference in Kansas City in late 1983, it might have been 1984, it's running together for me now, no, it would have been 1984, he introduced me to his wife and his little girl, and his wife was now pregnant with their second child. And they had all come together as a family of believers. And that's, he went from he was in wealth and prosperity with the New Age teachings. But, I mean, he fled the thing like he saw the devil, and he was so happy to be out.
Well, the thing is, it's very, very hard to get out when you're deeply involved in this, and it is
potentially
dangerous.
But there have been people that have walked away. Another person who walked away was a big-time New Age publisher. He actually published Donald Keyes and Norman Cousins' book. Can you imagine what it felt like to be the publisher for Norman Cousins, who had been the editor, the extremely prominent editor of Saturday Review, and had open access to the White House? And when he went to Rome, he had stayed with Pope John 23rd and open access to the Kremlin. Very, very powerful person. And this gentleman was their publisher. And he wrote me a wonderful letter, which I received in early 1985, and he told me about all the things he had been into. And he had been the actual publisher for this. He'd published Earth at Omega, Passage to Planetization for Donald Keyes, and it was beautifully typeset and laid out under his direction. And when after he discovered the truth on the New Age movement, he repented of it. He told them he would not publish them any further. He actually burned his remaining stock of their books. I still have two copies of that one. And they had to go to another publisher to get it out, which was not nearly the level of visual interest or perfection as the other one. Very, very schlocky, looked amateurish. And he made that sacrifice to get out. And I decided to just follow up and see how he was doing. I did some discreet Google checking up on him and found out he's very solidly a member of Boston's Christian community right now, solidly away from the New Age movement, and probably has helped deliver many himself. And I've found that it's been so encouraging to me to see people that have come out of it and have been working to get other people out of it. And that's what really friendship is all about, not getting them deeper into possession, but helping to deliver them from it.
But some of these people are actually demonically possessed. This is the thing.
Oh, there's no question about it. We are looking at a movement of mass possession, mass hypnosis, mass possession, and mass delusion. And that's what's going to make it dangerous. Like Rwanda became dangerous when people thought they heard the voices.
Well, I guess it's been Constance Cumby. It's been a pleasure to be talking with him this afternoon. Constance, God bless. Thanks for being with us.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan and Sydney, you can't understand anything that's going on today unless you understand Constance Cumby's writings. That's why I value our friendship so much. We actually have a four-tape set, a four-CD set of my interviews with Constance Cumby. It's called The Aquarian Conspiracy. There really is a vast conspiracy of occultists out there that permeates every aspect of our society and the leadership of both the Democrat and the Republican Party, the right and the left, the conservative and the liberal movement. Then we have a DVD of a talk that Constance gave when she was with us a couple of years ago at our October conference. If you haven't seen these, you need to. I wish her book was back in print. And I keep trying to talk her into it. But Constance has got so many things, she just sort of never got around to it. You go to her website, pull down the other book. But, Sydney, you need to have the information in the four CD set and on the syllabus, pardon me, and on the DVD. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. I cover much of this in my talk and my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, and my talk on the Financial Armageddon, which takes you into the background of who Barack Obama really is. Now, we are doing pretty well. We're almost halfway with enough sponsors to get our book reprinted, but if you'd like to help us, the telephone number to call would be 1-800-544-8927. You get a case of the books or Daily Markets for $12.95 each. You get a case for $2.50 each or $149.95 plus shipping, but you'll get a brings the price of the book down to about $2.50 each. You can sell them for full price. You can give them away. But we need a means of reaching people that will convince them about the other dimension, about the spiritual aspect of the forces behind the political and economic things that we're seeing today. So if you'd like to help us and, of course, get the information out and perhaps change people's lives forever, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness. You won't get them until they're printed. This is a pre-publication offer, and we won't make it again once we get the books in store. Why we will not make the offer again until we need to get another printing, which may well be several years. Been several years since we made the offer before. So if you'd like to get the case of the books, you need a weapon. You need to help us get this information out. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We do have the CDs of our latest meeting with Catherine Albrecht, Tom Horn, Ashley Moat, William Grigg, and I spoke. And the CDs are there. You can buy them separately or buy them all together at a discounted price by calling 1-800-544-8927. But we truly are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And, of course, if you have not read Dan Brown's latest book, The Lost Symbol, what is the lost word? Why, first, is it the truth that you are God? Well, if you really think you are God, you're in real trouble, but not at all. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord bless you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly. So parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.